Let me welcome. You know, all know Dr. Judy Monroe, Indiana's Everett Koop, and Joe Peckney from the Regenstrief Center for Healthcare Engineering. Betsy Lee is the director of the Indiana Patient Safety Center, right here. Ken Stella, on behalf of the Hospitals of Indiana, and of course, Senator Gary Dillon. I would say the leading advocate for patient safety and better information in the General Assembly, and author of a bill that, on that subject, that's passed the Senate this year. It's been well said that if two 747s crashed every day, killing hundreds of Americans, there'd be a national outcry and a national commission and a national solution. Many Americans and Hoosiers don't know that we lose that many people on a daily basis to medical errors and avoidable mistakes, many of them quite simple to avoid, and most of that just for lack of good information and the sharing of best practices. This is Patient Safety Week in Indiana. I've just signed a proclamation to that effect. It's the right time to talk about the step forward our state has taken. On my first day in this room, I signed an executive order to require that we begin collecting information about medical errors, serious medical errors in Hoosier hospitals and institutions. And the system has responded very well. Indiana is now, with Minnesota, the leading state in America at collecting this information, not for purposes of recrimination or punishment, but for purposes of improvement and saving the lives or the quality of life of patients. We're releasing the first year's report. It is a great start, but it is only that. I want to thank the 287 institutions who faithfully complied with my order and did report events in the 27 most serious categories, or the categories at least for which standards have already been established nationally, so that we can count accurately and in a way that can be compared across institutions and across other states. This system has much improvement yet ahead of it. We need to make sure compliance becomes very customary across all our institutions so that we have full reporting. I know, for instance, that far more than six drug medication errors were made in our hospitals last year. We need to become better at catching all of them, again, so that they can be prevented from happening quite so often. We know that there are additional categories beyond the 27 in which we want to collect information. And as national standards are established in areas like infections, avoidable infections in our institutions, we will add them as quickly as those are established to the 27 we collected on in year one. I just want to thank again all those who have made Indiana a leader in healthcare information and in health and in patient safety, and point out there are huge upsides here, and we have it within our power by avoiding sometimes the simplest kind of mistakes more often to improve patient care, even save lives. Henry?
What would you say is the biggest benefit to patients, to Hoosiers today, that are learning about this? What do you think that they can gain from this information? What do you hope they can gain from it?
I think the most important thing that happens is that as we identify patterns, as even this first year does, of the most commonly made mistakes, hospitals become much more sensitive to this and begin to take the steps, sometimes very simple steps, turning the patient more often, double-checking to make sure that all the surgical materials are accounted for before the procedure is completed, someone is watching very carefully to make sure that the right medication is being applied at the right time to the right patient. And the learning that will come from this is really the point. This is not about punishing anyone. In fact, I believe that the hospitals that are reporting the most faithfully are probably the safest hospitals, because it shows they are paying close attention, trying to get it right every time.
Do you think patients should make hospital decisions based on this data?
I think it's too soon for that. But again, I would say that those hospitals that are reporting are showing that they are very sensitive to the need to protect every patient, and they should be applauded for that. And again, Indiana's at the front edge of this, but we are still in the early stages, and we have to get much better as a state and in every institution.
Governor, the report shows that one of the five major Marion County systems had 15 mistakes. The other four reported either zero or one. Is that realistic? Does that indicate that maybe they're under-reported?
Oh, I think that this first year, we didn't have anything like the full coverage and full accounting and full compliance that we hope for. We're a huge step ahead of the rest of America, except Minnesota, and ahead of where we were. But it does have to become standard operating procedure, and people need to be trained and reminded to spot these things when they happen, to link cause and effect where it's there, and to report it in a timely way. So we know that we only caught a fraction of the mistakes that happened, but again, the patterns are already emerging, and I don't doubt that there will be fewer pressure ulcers and fewer surgical mishaps in the future because of the sunshine that was shown on those problems.
Why are the ones that were uncovered all seem to be like in one place? Are the others covering them up or just failing to report them?
I don't think that for a second. I just think that it's a new system and a new way of thinking about the this problem, and not every facility got up to speed as fast as some.
Governor, how are you going to make sure that the hospitals do conform?
Oh, I think that over time it will become apparent if there is a hospital anywhere which is not adopting best practices, not taking more care with the most avoidable mistakes. This will become obvious if there's a pattern over the years. But I truly believe that every hospital wants to provide the safest environments for its patients, and that this information will be invaluable to them in putting in place sometimes very simple practices that reduce the incidence of any of these problems. I think they should take away the knowledge that they need to be good consumers of healthcare, that they need to, they and their loved ones need to be alert and make certain that somebody has asked the right questions about the kind of mistakes that we know, not just in Indiana, but nationally, are most common. And if your loved one goes to the hospital, you might simply inquire whether they have good systems in place to be watchful for these common and, again, usually very avoidable mishaps.
Does anything that surprised you in the data when you saw maybe the quartile errors or anything else? Is there anything that stood out to you as something that needs to be addressed?
I wasn't particularly surprised. I was in the business of healthcare for a long time. I knew that this was a problem, and also a problem that we can make a big difference on if we just got active and bold about it. I didn't know, however, as much as maybe I might have, about the pressure ulcer problem, the single biggest or most common one in this first year. So I learned from that. But I was very well aware of surgical errors of the kind that were shown here and of misadministration of pharmaceuticals.
Governor, I realize you said it's not about punishing them for the errors they do report, but is there any future thought to, you know, punishing them for non-compliance to reporting at all? Or?
Well, I'm happy to say that everyone seems to have tried to sincerely to comply, as far as I can tell. And I hope that will always be the case. Obviously, that if as the years progress, if there were an institution which was clearly not living up to its responsibilities here, I'm sure that Dr. Monroe or her successor would move quickly to talk to them about that.
Governor, what are your administration's plans for reporting hospital-acquired infections which do affect hospital closures and medical errors? In fact, 90,000 Americans die of...
Yes, you're quite right. I mentioned earlier that it is not one of the 27 categories for which there is a national standard already, but I'm told they're working very hard on it. I would expect it to be one of the next ones added to our list of 27. It is very important because it is a very common phenomenon in institutions nationwide. And so,
these your executive order did expedite this happening, which is water in the state of Indiana. We are one of two.
Right.
What would it take to put us in the forefront to make this a priority for the state?
Well, it's a priority for the state. I hope that's plain from the fact that it was a day one action of mine, and from the terrific cooperation we've had from all our institutions. But again, we need to get better at this. We need to have compliance be as thorough as it can be and universal at all our institutions. And I'm eager to see us add additional categories where we can learn and find ways to make improvements. Infections is a great example because the single biggest thing that can be done to reduce their level is wash their hands when and as often as required, and sometimes that's not occurring.
A lot of these categories refer to death or serious injury, and I'm sure the serious injury is probably the vast majority of it. Do we have an actual count on how many people die at Indiana medical facilities as a result of the total number of these errors?
I don't. I'll have to refer you to Dr. Monroe or somebody else to see if we do.
Governor Monroe, obviously the goal here is zero, but do you have a sense of whether this is a good number or a bad number? Is there any kind of standard as to whether this was to be expected?
I don't. And again, as was mentioned, Indiana is now one of only two states where we even have this level of information, which we have to make more complete in years ahead. So it's a little hard right now, but once again, we are using national standards for that very reason. As other states follow Indiana and Minnesota, we'll be building up a database that will tell us whether our institutions are doing better or the same as others and which ones are doing best.
Governor, is there any concern that with the new reporting system that we will see an influx of malpractice cases filed, or see malpractice insurance rates increase, or see pressure to adjust the cap on malpractice awards, which is currently 1.25?
Well, I sure hope that wouldn't be the case. I think that we have a pretty responsible system in this state today. It needs to stay that way. Because there's been abuse of medical malpractice in many places. As I've traveled to Indiana, I've run into a lot of doctors who have come to Indiana, it's good news for us, fleeing jurisdictions where you just can't be a pediatrician or an OBGYN anymore because of the abuse of medical lawsuits. Defensive medicine is raising the cost of health care and of health insurance in too many places. So I believe Indiana's in a little better shape than much of America there, and I hope we stay that way.
I would say what I learned most is the patterns. You know, to know that the pressure ulcers are the number one error that we had this year. The fact that we've got objects being left after surgery in patients are all areas that we didn't have that pattern before. We didn't have that information, and now we can really work to improve those systems throughout Indiana.
If my mother is in the hospital, what can I do as a support system for her to make sure that she doesn't get pressure sores? What should I be asking the medical staff? What should I be asking the doctors or nurses to prevent that?
Well, yeah, I would say it's exactly what the governor said. You know, being asked when you go into the hospital, what systems do you have in place for patient safety? The report, maybe you have seen that the hospital had a couple of things reported, so you can ask, what have they done about that? What system? What can you do as a patient to make sure that things are safer for the care of your mother?
But does that mean that she is rotated or massaged or bathed? I mean, seriously, I mean, what is the cause of that?
Absolutely. Well, if you're talking, it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about pressure ulcers, then that is a care management issue, and that is rotation and making sure if you stay on one body part for too long, then that's what causes the pressure ulcer. So it's that kind of knowledge, knowing whether or not that care management is being done for your mother in an adequate way.
Thank you. I think so.
No, I don't think we can extrapolate. I mean, the numbers are small, and these are, what we're reporting here are events that are very rare. In fact, we would really never want them to happen. And so in that case, that we expect the numbers to be small, and therefore to try to extrapolate patterns beyond the aggregate patterns that we're seeing, knowing that pressure ulcers are the top event. That's why it's important, actually, that we aggregate the data. Because they're so small, you really wouldn't be able to extrapolate from one institution.
Question for both the doctor and for the governor. Has the state set up some kind of system so that patients can also report these events of medical errors as a sort of a way of checks and balances, either through the State Department of Health or the Patient Safety Center?
There's not a system in place per se, although I can tell you, being at the Department of Health, we get a lot of letters. And so patients do, the public does report to us when they have had situations that they're unhappy about.
Dr. Monroe, if I could ask you, what steps from this point on will be taken to break out the hospitals that are now reporting in the conglomerate because of their license? I'm talking about Community East and North, I'm talking about Clarion with IU, Riley Methodist. Not having those numbers broken out, what can we do to get those numbers isolated so people can see that
individual? Well, again, since this is a first report, the first preliminary report, and the way the licensure is done, we've reported based on license, which does, in some cases, have multiple institutions. Going forward, if we see that that's something that the public wants, then we can break it out by institution. We'll have to look at how to make that system work. Because, again, we're building a system here, so it's still very early.
Thank you, Bill, very, very much.